really don't know what's going to be the hereafter. We don't really know what's coming to pass tomorrow, next week, or next month. Only we can read and try to get into our mind what it might be like. But for us to know the day or the hour where he'll return or what's going to take place before he does return, we don't know. But we have to, I believe we've got enough of Scripture to read to know that we better be ready for this coming.
Yeah.
In Revelations, 22nd chapter and 11th verse, we'll read us to the verses. And the Bible said, he that is just, let him be just still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. I'm going to stop reading right there, but you know, I noticed how that the Bible said, the just, let him be just still. You know, my mind went back to yonder. The Bible said in Matthew, he said just before the coming of the Lord, there would be a great tribulation. There would be, Daniel's described it as a time that had never been such a time as it'd be in those days. But he said, for the elect's sake, I will shorten the time. For the elect's sake, I will cut it off. You know what run across my mind? I don't know when the Lord's coming. I don't know where we'll be whenever he shuts down the time of great tribulation. I don't know. I bet he left a loophole that whenever for the elect's sake, he can cut it off anytime he wants to. He is God. I was looking for the way the land was laying and the wickedness of man. I was growing evil every day. My mind went back. I yonder into Genesis. When God he repented him to see the wickedness of man and how that they was going. He repented that he had even made a man. He said, my spirit, I will not always strive with man. In Daniel, I said, the wise, I would shine as a firmament, the brightness of the firmament, they was wise, and they will continue to walk in that with the Lord. But the wicked, I would just do wicked, and the wicked, I would not understand. I made me to believe, maybe there's coming a day, that God, mercy, isn't going to shut down. We have always known, that godly sorrow, work with repentance.
Yeah.
But it seemed like that there's no godly sorrow no more. There's nobody sorry for their stinking sin. They don't care. They're just going about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could it be, I, brother, that somewhere at some point, whenever God will shut it off for the elect's sake, they will shut mercy down. It looks like that nobody is being saved because of godly sorrow.
Yeah.
People are doing wicked. And just continue on. But he said there will come a time. I don't know in what point. But there will come a time. He said just let them do. Didn't he say that they would get so wicked. That he would just turn them over. To a reprobate mind. Just let them go. Brother. Maybe that we're living close to them days.
Yeah.
Today.
That's right.
What a fearful thing. To fall in the hands of an angry God. Listen, let the just do justly still. Let the filthy be filthy still. Listen, they just continue on. They don't care. They don't worry about tomorrow. Listen, I read this morning, Isaiah made intercession against Israel. I never seen it before, but against Israel. And I said, I wonder today how many people is making intercession to God for America, the sins of America, against the wild and that of the devil.
Yeah.
Nobody don't care. That church is shutting down. Why? People ain't in church. They're out from the lust of the flesh. We might as well call it what it is. People are leaving church because of the lust of the flesh. They're going, lovers of pleasure, I'm more than lovers of God. Brother, just letting them everything ride on. I let the filthy, I be filthy still. I'm glad he still loves the righteous. I listen and the holy. I listen and let the holy be holy still. Something that I noticed from the beginning of the apostles. He said, repentance in the remission of sin, I must be preached. Listen, beginning at Jerusalem, whenever he showed up in Revelation, he said, I remember from which you're fallen, and just about every two or three verses, he would say, but repent.
That's right.
But repent. I have somewhat against you. I've seen your works. I know your labors. I repent, but listen, when it come down to this, I just read, I never know where he said repent. Maybe repentance is gone. Maybe it was too late to repent. He just turned them over to a reprobate mind. But the redeemed, the righteous may have a right to the tree of life. That they might have a right, they would be tried, but they might have a right to go in at the gate into the holy city. Brother, I want to be one in that number. I want to be whenever it's called, like it is. Brother, whenever you can see people continuously. Every day, I just get wicked, wickeder and wickeder. I shall even understand.
Bless the Lord.
I want to be righteous.
Yeah.
As much as possible. I want to be as holy as possible. Listen, from this time on, plumb on, to the closing of the book, you didn't find repentance. He didn't say repent, did he? What's he saying? The time will come and they're just going to do what they do.
Yeah.
and let the wicked be wicked. I'll turn them over to reprobate mind.
Bless the Lord.
And I will cut off mercy. Now they will not have a godly sorrow no more. Our brother, listen, if we get saved, I will come to God through repentance. In godly sorrow, I will be sorry to God for our stinking sins. I don't know. But that bothered me for weeks. And I couldn't find it. You know, come on down and pretty shortly he cut off. But repent. And he spoke it pretty softly. He spoke it out of love. He spoke it out of mercy. He spoke it out of compassion.
Yeah.
But he said, repent. I know your works. But boys, I tell you what. He said, I know where Satan sees that. And he does. He knows exactly where Satan's seed is today.
Yeah.
We're serving a God that we want to think he's full of mercy today. But the way things are going, how long is it going to be that way?
Yeah.
Right. Love was lost and undone.
Right.
And he cut us off from visiting. Listen, John said that no man cometh to me except my Father. I draw him. Put it off far too long. If there's still mercy today, that all would come to repentance.
Amen.
But they're going to go right on doing as they've done.
Yeah.
And it's sad. It is sad. Could it be? I'm not saying it is, but could it be when he shortened the time for the elect's sake, he cut off the mercy of being saved? I don't know, but it's possible. We're dealing with a God that's going to sit on his throne and declare the time is no more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're going to come face to face with a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
Without any mercy. The Bible said that they would run from to the rocks and the mountains to follow them.
Right.
To hide them from the face of him that sat on the throne.
Right.
And from the face of the Lamb.
Yeah.
And his wrath when it's poured out.
Yeah.
On mankind. I'm telling you, if there's ever a time we need to get down to business and pray for mercy, it's today.
Mm-hmm.
It's today. Come on now.
That's right.
Sing a song. Listen. We're standing, no doubt about it, at the brink of return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And what's going to happen, I don't know. But we can't see nobody working, laboring. Boy, if we can see a tear from somebody's eyes in joy, we're happy. We had a good service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the time when you couldn't hardly open a book unless you see somebody come and get saved. And they go on and make preachers, deacons, song leaders. Listen. That's all gone.
In the long
Let's stand.
Years ago from heaven came away a bountiful
I'm almost ready to give it up and go on home. But I want to say, Lord, I've done my best. While I was there, I done the best that I could have done.
I've been an altar of praise.
People don't want to hear the straight word no more.
At an altar of prayer, I met Jesus.
Is that an altar of prayer?
And he
welcomed me in, but I prayed under conviction, godly sorrow.